God gave to me as I was fretting about our current world situation and my grandchildren. And in Psalm 78, verses 1 through 7, God says, "Oh, my people, hear my teaching. Listen to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter hidden things, things from old. What we have heard and known, what our fathers have told us, we will not hide them from our children. We will tell the next generation the praiseworthy deeds of the Lord, his powers, and the wonders he has done. He decreed statutes for Jacob and established the law in Israel, which he commanded our forefathers to teach their children, so the next generation would know them, even the children yet to be born. And they, in turn, will tell their children. Then they would put their trust in God and would not forget his deeds, but would keep his commands." I was privileged to be born into a godly family. Not just my parents, but aunts and uncles and cousins who walk in faith with God. And I have always been thankful for that because I know exactly how weak I am. And it was those Christian relatives that kept me walking the straight and narrow. My parents, in my young life, were involved in a home mission church in Okemos, Michigan. And I had a preschool kindergarten teacher named Donna Snyder, who also was very influential in helping me learn who Jesus was and who he wanted to be in my life. And Dorothea Snyder is another one I will be forever grateful that God put in my life. I loved that woman, and she loved me in spite of me, and taught me Sunday school, and taught me to walk honestly before God. When I was 8 years old, I went to girls' camp at Indian Lake. Oh, what a wonderful place of tradition. And I can remember kneeling at that stone altar on one night during the week and saying, "Okay, God, I'm giving you my life. You take it and you do with it as you wish." And there have been times when, you know, the devil just comes and says, "Oh, what is it?" And I can take him back to that old stone altar at Indian Lake, Vicksburg, Michigan, and say, right there, I gave my life, not just my heart, but my life to Jesus, that he would use it for his benefit. And there are times that God drags me by my earlobe back to that old stone altar at Indian Lake and says, "Lady, you gave it to me. I want it, all of it." And when there are times when I get weary in well-doing, that's when that earlobe gets stretched, and I go to that old stone altar at Indian Lake in my mind, and I say, "Okay, God, okay, I gave it to you. I will obey." I am thankful that over these years, and there's more than I can even believe have occurred, that God has kept me faithful. He has kept me faithful. He does the verbs, and I am forever grateful for that.